You're listening to Proven Perspectives, a podcast with John Hawkins, the founder of Leadership Edge Incorporated. I'm Laura, John's daughter, and in each episode, we will explore a topic related to life, leadership, or mentoring. Through nearly 50 years of faith in Christ, John has learned proven life and leadership perspectives that will equip listeners for a lifestyle of leadership in their marriages, families, careers, communities, and churches. Hey, Dad.
Laura, it's great to hear your voice. How are things in sunny California today?
Things are good, but I have to tell you I'm a little bit jealous because I know that you're recording this from Lake Norman.
Yes, I am. And it is beautiful here. It is just really warm, sunny. The water is beautiful. And yeah, what a great day to be at the lake.
Awesome. Okay, and so today, other great things, we have some special guests. Would you introduce our special guests for today?
Oh, I sure will. We have two of my dearest friends with us today, and one of them's my boss, and the other one's the chairman of the board of our organization. Todd Melby is with us today. Todd's been the president of Leadership Edge for the last almost 2 years. He's been a dear friend a lot longer than that. He's been a great mentor previous to his time with Leadership Edge through our organization, and now has been our president. And so Todd is on with us. And then Randy Boitz, who is the chairman of the board of Leadership Edge, is a founding member of our board. He is with us also, and again, also a very dear friend. So Randy and Todd are with us today.
Awesome. Randy and Todd, thanks so much for joining us.
Good to be here.
I am honored to be here. Thank you having me.
Yep. We're so glad to have you. So today our topic is succession planning and transition. So it's great to have all three of you weighing in on that. So Dad, I thought we could start off by just having you kind of share the story of the Leadership Edge succession. Can you tell that?
Oh, I'll be glad to. Yeah, you know, about 26 or so years ago, my wife Janet and I and Randy and two other friends, Harold Bullock and Rod Sanders, started Leadership Edge, and I was counted as the founder and have led it for 24 years. But when I got into my mid-50s, I began to realize that we really needed to seriously be thinking about the next president, and at least by time I was 65, that we needed to have the next president in office, because I felt like I had led it faithfully, but it was time for new leadership. And I thought that as a small nonprofit, if we waited till my last day to start figuring out succession planning and transition, that we were going to set ourselves up poorly.
Yeah.
And so we began, the board led by Randy began to take this seriously. We began a search process, and God greatly blessed the search and put some good people on the search team, and led us to Todd Melby as our president. So what we'll be talking about today is, you know, what were the things, the values that guided us as we were going through that search process, both Randy and me and the other members searching, and then Todd as he was a part of it. And then next week, our next podcast episode, we'll be talking about, and what are the lessons learned that we've learned now 2 years having gone through succession and transition, what are the things we've learned from it?
Awesome. Great. Well, and you know, one thing that I just love, and this is totally true, like from the time that you guys kind of seem to zero in on Todd as, you know, the likely successor through now, I mean, Dad, you just, like, I know how much you appreciate him and just, like, yeah, are energized and encouraged by him. It's just been, I know for you, such a great handoff and transition. And so it seems like a best case scenario in a way, with unity between you and Todd and the board and just the continued strength of the organization after the transition, which, I mean, like you said, praise God for that. Like, ultimately, that's a gift from God. I also wanted to ask you to share, yeah, like you said, some of the practicals of like what were the guiding values that led you all through the process. And so, Todd, I wanted to start off with you on this one. What are your thoughts on that?
Sure. Yeah. As I think back to when I started to leave my last job, I don't know that I had any defined values at that point. I knew as I started preparing to leave my last job that I was one that was most important to me was to honor God in whatever I did next.
Yeah.
You know, God's given me skills and abilities, and I'm to use those for His honor and glory. And so that's what I was focused on doing. But, you know, I was also going through all the other exercises of figuring out, you know, what was the best fit and,
sure.
and what did I feel led to next, and reflecting on my experiences. But, you know, one neat thing was that, you know, when I thought about that I wanted to honor God with what I did next, I realized that having been mentored through Leadership Edge, that's where I learned that that was something that was important. So, so it was neat to see that that was, that mentoring experience I had was already paying off for how I decided to move forward from my last job into the new one. But as I reflect back on it now, I recognize that, the values that Leadership Edge was putting forward through the process and, that helped, make us go through it so smoothly and I think with excellence were what I'd have to define as the five values we now have as an organization, which are the honor of glory in God in all things, which I touched on a little bit about how I wanted to approach my job search, but then humility, wisdom, intentionality, which the organization was very intentional about how they went about doing the search, and then also resilience. And so those are, as I reflect back on it, the five things that I think stood out to me as far as the values that the organization put forward.
So, good summary, Dad.
Okay, so tell me more about bringing honor and glory to God in all things. So how is this part of the process? Randy, would you start off on that one?
Yeah, I think as Todd mentioned, that you know, the glory and honor of God in all things, that's kind of, you know, sums up the personal vision statement that Leadership Edge is and their mentoring. And I think that is pretty foundational. I think a lot of the other values kind of circle around that and support that. And certainly, you know, that was something that Christ modeled for us just as Christians moving ahead, but organizationally too. Mm-hmm. But I think also it's worth pointing out that you know, the primary value being God being honored and His glory, it really needed to start with John. It needed to start with the founder on that. And that was clear from the beginning. And in fact, you know, throughout the organization's lifetime, that's been clear, but particularly important here. I mean, I know there's, you know, secular books out on kind of the founder's dilemma on how hard it is for founders to let go and turn over an organization. And part of it is because what's my real goal or purpose? Is it to kind of hold on to what I've built? Is it to kind of, you know, look to myself? Am I looking beyond that to what's really the future impact and the potential for this organization? And John clearly had, you know, what does God want to do with this? And if that means me letting go, that's what I want to do, because the first thing, you know, is God's glory and honor. And so I think starting with John, that was key in the whole process. But I think also, you know, with the board and the other people we engaged to help us with this process, you know, it set boundaries for decisions and actions. And again, I think having a group of people, you know, in the board and as part of the process, because we did have a next president search committee that we engaged some people outside of the board with. You know, having that those other people on the same page to you know, keep from slipping back into either self-serving or kind of short-term you know, thinking about what is the goal and the purpose of the organization. What's the big why that we're here? And that really is the big why. And of course, the strength to do that comes from God's grace. But that certainly is kind of the rallying point around a lot of the other activities that occurred during this time.
Yeah. That's great. One, you did such a great job tying in, like what it practically looked like for the honor and glory of God and all things to be a focus point. And kind of, it seems like this flows pretty naturally into the next value of humility. So Todd, how did humility play into the process?
Yeah, humility was evident the entire way through the process, which was really refreshing for me. Having gone through interviews with other companies over the years, I wouldn't say humility was ever really front and center in the probably the process that I was a part of.
Sure.
But everyone I interacted with made it clear that God was going to be the one to bring about the necessary end result for finding the right person for the role. And so that made it really a lot easier on everybody involved to know that it wasn't up to them to bring about the final result. And so, there were very smart people on staff and on the board and on the search committee who prepared well for each part of the process, but I don't think at any point did they rely on their own ability to deliver the result. I was amused by God's sovereignty over the entire process when I discovered, after accepting the job, that the same month that I prayerfully concluded that I was to leave my last job, that was the same month that the search committee began praying for the next president to come to Leadership Edge. So a full year before I started at Leadership Edge, that's when they started praying. And that was the first thing they started doing. And so they just knew that this all started with prayer and dependence upon God. It was great and refreshing to learn even after I'd accepted the job.
Yeah. So, well, Dad, what about wisdom? How did you see that as a value in the process?
Well, I think that wisdom, in our understanding, you begin with the glory and honor of God in all things, and then humility is your dependence upon God, and then that helps you to see, and if I'm going to be wise, I need to be doing things that are in line with God's word. Mm-hmm. And so we, with the board and our other volunteers that were a part of the search and the search process that we did specifically with Todd, there was a sense of, we need to do this the way that the Word of God would guide us.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of our dependence upon Him, in terms of the kind of person that we were looking for, in terms of what needed to be true of their character, of their competence, of their commitment, how we needed to interact with them, the kind of the integrity and the transparency that we needed to have. It's like at every point we needed God's word to guide us. This is a time when the book of Proverbs comes into like a lot of value for you.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of how do we be wise? How do we do that which would reflect godly wisdom in this context? And fortunately, we had a board and a few volunteers with that board, Seth Hammond and Chris Satie, who fit with that, who mm-hmm. they looked to the Word of God. And so this wasn't something that Randy was having like to ram down the board's throat or mm-hmm. that I was having to champion. But we were a group of people that we wanted to do this in a wise way, and we knew that the Word of God would be that which would guide us in it. And we, again, it also pointed us to the kind of, the person we wanted. It needed to be someone that, like Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 would say, someone who doesn't just lean on their own understanding, but in all their ways acknowledges God and looks to God to direct their paths. So I guess to summarize that, Laura, it guided our process, how we did it, but it also guided us as to the kind of person that we were looking for.
Okay, so next we have intentionality. So from all that you guys have already said, I can hear, that it was a very intentional process. So Randy, as chairman of the board, what were like the purposeful objectives that you were working towards, and how did those play out?
Yeah, as John said, we had some great resources available to us, on the board. Chris Satie was very helpful in helping kind of define kind of this framework and a process for us to work through. But certainly, you know, intentional about the type of person we wanted, the profile of the person we felt like, you know, God would call to lead Leadership Edge through this next phase on that. So embracing not just the Leadership Edge vision, but also the organizational values we've talked about that we felt like God had called us to be as a as an organization. So that really led to focusing the first wave anyway, focusing on candidates within kind of the Leadership Edge network on that. So I think that definition being intentional there, there was definitely a time frame that was set that we wanted to work towards, that we met more frequently as a board during that time frame. Of course, John several years earlier had encouraged us that this is a time frame you need to adhere to because this needs to happen, and that was really pretty key, and we can talk about that that later. But again, this began years before this actual process kicked off this time, because I think there is some time that's needed in the hearts and minds of both John and the board and volunteers to absorb in their minds and hearts that a founder, you know, does need to transition out. And John was intentional about that, and again, that was very helpful. But again, it was not just intentional about how to run the steps in the process, but intentional, I think, and I appreciated this about all the participants, but intentional about doing things in a way that that really reflected the organizational values, really were around God's glory, really were aligned with not just what Leadership Edge had called been called to do, but what he had called us to be as an organization, as people. And I think, and again, and Todd touched on this a bit, I think the candidates learn more about our values by interacting in part of the process in a way that reflected those values than in just in reading a statement we could have sent them in the mail.
And Todd, you may be getting ready to do this, but I was just thinking it'd be interesting to hear from Todd. So when you saw that kind of intentionality from the board and the search team, like, how did that impact you? What did you think about that?
Yeah, it had a great impact on me. I thought how amazing it was to see a group of people use time outside of all the other commitments that they had to make a really professional process. And that it was one of the most professional interview processes I'd ever gone through. And that's for a tiny little nonprofit that so much of this is being run by volunteers. It was really well done. Yeah. And that spoke volumes to me that this group of people would put so much time and energy and effort into finding the right person to continue on the mission and vision of this organization. I mean, it obviously meant a lot to the people involved, and Leadership Edge obviously had a great impact on their lives, or they probably wouldn't be putting in so much time and effort into finding the right successor for the organization. It really was it spoke volumes to me on its own.
Mm-hmm. So, like, it gave you confidence that even though, you know, I know there were probably other options, but this was like a really, it sounds like you're saying, like, a really committed base of volunteers.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and coming into, especially a nonprofit that's going to have to work off of the energy and efforts of many volunteers, that gives you a lot of confidence that it's something that can work. There's a solid foundation here, and you know, people being committed to it mean just as much as a name or a title or, you know, compensation or the size of the organization or anything like that. You have to have people around you to support you and be a team with you in order to bring about success.
Yeah. No, that's great. One, I feel like that's a great segue into resilience. So, like, how was resilience part of the process?
Yeah, so it's I joked that Chris Satie was constantly drilling me with each step of the interview process. There were case interviews and all kinds of, you know, SWOT analyses, and I really was like, wow, this is tough, and I had to be on my A game in order to get through the interviews. But again, you know, looking at it now, the people who Leadership Edge has served, I shouldn't be surprised that they would have come up with something that was rigorous and thoughtful and intentional, but also humble all at the same time. And so, I had to be resilient in order to continue moving forward, realizing that this wasn't going to be a gimme. This wasn't just going to be handed to me. I wasn't owed anything, but neither were the people that were involved owed anything. They were just simply going in the direction that God had told them to go, and they were leaving the results up to Him. And so, so that was helpful for me to know that about the whole process. But I think a helpful way for me to think about resilience is that when I first think about courage, I think about that as what makes you step forward into the unknown.
Uh-huh.
But I think of resilience as what gets you up after you get knocked down during those steps forward. Because I know that in this life there will be trials. There's going to be hard things that we go through, and so you not only have to have the courage to get involved, but you have to have resilience to keep on going. And so, even looking back on this now, I see a sense of refinement that came about through the process of really figuring out, okay, yeah, is this the right fit for what we have going on? And so, but now as I look forward, I have the opportunity to be resilient in this next season of moving forward in this transition and growing the organization and working with the people that I can get to continue to work with.
Awesome.
And Laura, I would throw in just quickly, for the search team, I think the resilience was, we started this process roughly in September and we hired Todd in April.
Okay.
And so it was, a fairly long process. And when we started it, it wasn't like there were 15 people across the country who were wanting to be the next president of Leadership Edge.
Clamoring.
We're kind of a small nonprofit and we haven't been the kind of organization that is trying to build up next leaders for our organization. We've been more trying to build up leaders for the country and the world.
Yeah.
And so I think resilience on our part of, okay, we're going to start this process in faith and we're going to work the process that God gives us to work. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to believe that God's going to take us to the right person to lead the organization. Mm-hmm. And it was just, meeting after meeting that Randy led us in and, Eric Smith and others on the board and Chris, those guys, just continuing to work the process in faith that if we do what God calls us to do, that He will bring us to the person He wants to lead the organization. So I think from the organization side, that's one way that resilience worked out.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, and I think my takeaway from this, I feel like there's so much helpful information. I think hopefully it'll be helpful to our listeners, but just kind of the partnership between being really intentional and focused and having clear processes, but that underneath all of that and before all of that, I heard each of you talking about desiring to bring honor and glory to God and just dependence on God. And even Todd's story about, just how God had been orchestrating things before any human could have seen it. But I think that's really neat, just that the focus, there was an excellent process, it sounds like, but that even more than that, you guys all knew that God had to do it. So I think that's such a helpful message. Thanks to all of you for sharing this with us.
It was my pleasure to be on.
No, very honored.
Dad, do you want to finish us up?
Yeah, just a reminder, this was the first of two podcasts. Today we talked about the values that guided in terms of key ingredients for effective succession and transition. We talked about the values of that in this podcast. In the next episode, we'll be talking about what were the principles or the lessons learned that were really rung true and proved to be good guides for us in the process. So that will be in the next episode. I want to remind you that Leadership Edge for the last 26 years has done Christian mentoring of emerging leaders, hundreds of leaders that have been trained both in our country and some abroad. The personal vision statement that we use is by God's grace to step forward as God's man or woman in my spheres of influence to serve His purposes for His glory. And just want to encourage our listeners, we would love for you to go through our mentor training. It's at a very minimal cost of $25. Our next training cohort will be in August. And you can go to our website, lead-edge.com, and sign up today for the mentor training that begins in February. So we hope that you'll be a part of that.
Okay, thanks, Dad. And listeners, thanks for joining us. We'll be back in 2 weeks with the second part of this series.
Listeners, if you would like to find out more about John's thoughts on life, leadership, and mentoring, please go to the Leadership Edge website at www.lead-edge.com. Or if you have questions or ideas of topics for future podcasts, please reach out to us at lai@lead-edge.com. We look forward to hearing from you.